Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for this Wednesday. Look for sunshine and a high near 56. Kenosha right now, 36 degrees. Also 36 in Burlington. Milwaukee, 41, 38 in Racine. It was a hard-fought, sometimes bitter race. Republican Assistant Racine County District Attorney Patricia Hansen defeated Democratic challenger and Kenosha County Assistant DA Thomas Binger in yesterday's election. The final numbers, though, not coming in until after midnight. Hansen believes the voters took into account her years of experience in the DA's office.
I think it's the fact that I have always been here. I know how things work in Racine County. I've been committed to the county for the last 21 years, and I have a vision for the future that I think people agree with, and I'm happy and proud to be able to continue to serve the people of Racine County.
As for the campaign itself, Binger thought that it offered the voters quite a bit to decide.
I think we had a lot of really good issues in this race. I think we put them out there, and we got a lot of attention on them. I am proud of the fact that we ran a very smart campaign, that we had some really good ideas in our campaign, really clever, really new, really original ideas that would have made Racine County a better place.
The final unofficial numbers in Racine County showing Hansen getting over 51,000 votes, or about 53%, Binger about 37,000 votes and 38%. Binger says he'll go back to his job with the Kenosha DA's office and that he'll help Racine County if he can as a private citizen resident. Meanwhile, it's for Hansen. It's going to be taking over from her current boss, Rich Schipetti. He decided against re-election. City of Burlington residents okayed an advisory referendum that calls for spending up to $5.4 million to build a new pool, replace the one that's 50 years old and falling apart. 3,383 city voters supported it. 1,466 were against it. The difference, about 1,900 votes. Burlington Community Pool Board members, they did a sell job over the past month and a half after the council had approved the referendum. The vote, again, though, only advisory. It is still up to the full council to decide whether that project will succeed, and they'll talk about it at their meeting on December the 6th. Couple of referendums okayed by taxpayers in the Sun Prairie School District with more than 60% support. Two-part referendum, primarily to fund construction and staffing of two new elementary schools on the west side, and cost taxpayers about $92 million. District says property taxes will go up to $106 on a $100,000 property. Some legislative races in Tuesday's election. The results around here: Tyler August easily defeating Christine Welcher in Assembly District number 32. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, an almost 8,300 vote margin of victory over Andy Mitchell. And the 66th Assembly District again going to longtime incumbent Democrat Corey Mason over Libertarian George Myers. State after state was projecting Donald Trump to win. Cheers erupted at the local Republican Party victory celebration in Racine, that at the Charcoal Grill off Highway 20 in Mount Pleasant. Biggest cheer was when Ron Johnson was announced as the winner over Russ Feingold in the Senate race. Racine County Republican Party Chair Lisa Bell says she was actually somewhat surprised by Trump's strength in yesterday's election.
I was more optimistic about Johnson than I was about Trump, to be honest. I knew a lot of people were going to go out and vote for Johnson, even if they weren't going to vote for Trump. I'm surprised. I'm surprised he won Wisconsin. I really am.
Trump getting 49% of the vote in the state, Hillary Clinton about 46%. Breaking it down further for the presidential race, Racine County voters, 48% for Trump, about 44% for Clinton. Kenosha County, Trump had less than 2,000 more votes than Clinton. The extent of political division in this country is not unprecedented, according to Carthage College professor and syndicated newspaper columnist Art Sir. He told our partners at Gateway Public Radio recently about the Nixon-Kennedy campaign back in 1960, also what happened in reference to the Great Depression.
During the Great Depression, we were on the verge of a very violent political revolution in this country. I think Roosevelt literally forestalled what could have been a return to the Civil War, a very violent domestic revolution. What's distinctive about our period is we're actually doing extremely well. I think it's a good time for somebody to start quoting FDR from, I think, 36, or a second inaugural, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. That was not true then, but in many ways it is true now.
Professor Sir says the Donald Trump demographic was the ever-growing income gap in this country and the related hostility factor in the Americas, something that the new president-elect and the Congress, they're going to have to deal with as they go forward. Chewing tobacco could be on the way out at Miller Park and other sports venues in Milwaukee. Alderman Michael Murphy introducing an ordinance to ban the smokeless tobacco in Milwaukee stadiums. The fine could be up to $250. It's going to be up before the Public Safety Committee of the Milwaukee Council this morning. A man from Illinois facing charges in Racine County Circuit Court from a high-speed chase that happened last Sunday afternoon on the interstate. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
23-year-old Antonio Armstrong of Aurora has been charged with first-degree recklessly endangering safety and fleeing police. According to court documents, a state trooper attempted to stop a vehicle on the interstate in the area of Highway 20, but the driver took off at a high rate of speed. During the pursuit, speeds exceeded 100 miles per hour, and the fleeing vehicle cut off multiple cars. The trooper ended the pursuit in the area of Highway G. About a half hour later, the driver and the vehicle, which had been reported stolen in Illinois, were located in South Milwaukee. Armstrong was transported to the Racine County Jail, where he allegedly became combative with jail staff and was eventually tased. Armstrong was scheduled to appear in court to face the charges. However, according to online court records, he refused to appear, and a new court date was set. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
6:30 tonight, the Racine Common Council will be meeting in Committee of the Whole. 6 o'clock tonight, that is, on the 2017 budget, which has gone through the review process. Now comes the time for any alderman to make a proposed amendment. Each council member has to submit a proposed change to the finance office or the administration so they could review the numbers in advance of tonight's meeting. Could always be some efforts that are brought up cold at tonight's gathering, the Committee of the Whole. It's either going to have the final vote coming up tonight or it'll happen tomorrow. From there, the recommendation goes to the full council for the November 15th final vote at that meeting. Kenosha County Board has a public hearing tonight at 7 o'clock. The administration building that's west of the courthouse, it is on the proposed budget for 2017. That spending plan is submitted by County Executive Jim Cruiser. Calls for a levy increase of 2.8% because of some projects. Budget discussion and action by the County Board in Kenosha, that will take place at a meeting tomorrow night. And at the Kenosha City Council meeting this week, a little special ceremony honoring three veterans of World War II. Alderman Jack Rose chairs what's called the Hometown Heroes Commission. That group chose service members, past and present, for recognition. And the honors this week went to Army Air Corps veteran Everett Anderson and Navy veterans Edward Maurer and Richard Norlander. Mayor John Antaramian thanking all three men for their service and their sacrifice.
You know, it's hard, I think, for a lot of us to understand what all of you went through. My father, 65, Troop 65, never ever talked about any of these things, of what you did and how important it was and what you gave your country. So the simplest thing I can only say to you, and the thing from the deepest of my heart, is thank you.
Both Maurer and Anderson were there for the ceremony that included the proclamations outlining each man's service to their country and community, Norlander represented by his son. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. Our newscasts are there in the local news section. And at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.